live on location. It's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. We are live on location here at Rejuvenation Spa in the west side of Madison. Todd is about to get, as my former boss likes to say, his hair is cut. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite. Here's the deal. I got my ear pods in so I can get my hair cut, and I wasn't used to having to have a mic in my hand. And as we started the show, I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to use a mic. I've only been on radio for 18, 19 years. We're here, as we said, on location. Mr. Zomeritz, how are you doing downtown at the world headquarters, high atop State Street?
Doing well. It's nice and sunny today here in the capital city of Madison, as I'm sure it is by you. I can see all the sun coming in the windows. I mentioned before we started the stream that you're getting your hair cut today. And we got a comment from Andrew in Maine who says, so what's Todd going to do for the other hour and 55 minutes of the show?
Fair enough. I believe it was Luke in our office who I said I was getting my hair cut for the show. And he says it's going to be a short show. we're gonna talk about that as we go. Let me introduce you to my fine hair care professional. And before I do that, a shout out to my barber of several. Well, from the time I was born until I was like 35, Tom McCarthy in Richland Center cut my hair. And when we had our TV show back in Platteville, we did a similar thing. And I told our audience back then, I said, he's not just my barber, he's my hair care professional. And here we have not one, but two hair care professionals with us. Sitting over my shoulder here to the right is the owner of the fine establishment, Rejuvenation Spa, Gretchen Brown, one of the co-owners. Gretchen, how in the world are you doing?
I'm doing great. I don't really have a whole lot.
Well, thank you for letting us kind of invade your space.
Yeah. It's a little strange. This isn't our typical thing here.
Well, we wanted, because Gretchen cut my hair, and right behind me is my usual stylist, Lizzie Ott. Lizzie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So usually I come in, and we kind of, shoot the breeze, and you cut what I have left of my hair. We start with the massage, and we do a little nice shampoo. We've already done that.
Yep.
And then we get underway, so, go at it.
All right.
Here we go. So here's one of the things I want to start out with, because, Todd is not just a little bit balding. Pretty much balding. But here's the reason I came here to Rejuvenation Spa in the first place. And Gretchen, tell me if this is true. As you lose your hair, it actually is more difficult to get a good haircut because you gotta make it look good. You can't just let it grow out and do a comb over.
Well, you could do the comb over. I don't think it's the most popular thing anymore. But definitely getting your hair cut when you're thinning, it is a different type of haircut. You have to blend the areas that are thinner, obviously, with the stuff that hasn't thinned out yet.
Right. And Lizzie, when I came in here, and looking for someone to do my hair, I said, will you use the scissors instead of the clippers because it layers nicer with the scissors? And you said, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't leave harsh lines, and it's easier to blend it.
Yeah. How long have you been a stylist, Lizzie?
I'll be here 13 years, June 1st.
Wow, that's amazing. Gretchen, talk to us a little bit. This is an Aveda salon. Does that mean you're like a franchise of Aveda, or is this an independent salon? You use Aveda products? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So Rejuvenation Spa is owned by myself and Tina Morshauser, and we are an independent location. We choose to carry Aveda products, so we have an affiliation with them in that sense, but they do not have any kind of ownership. We own this business, and we just use and carry and sell Aveda products.
So talk to us a little bit. So Lizzie's been here for 13 years. Mm-hmm. I know your stylists have, if I say this correctly, different levels of stylists. What does that mean, and what kind of training goes in at the different levels?
So typically, if we hire somebody directly out of school, they would start at a level one. And then as their experience grows, as they gain more education, we do in-house training. We send them to classes outside of the salon. As their experience level and education grows, they will meet certain benchmarks. And when they meet those benchmarks, they can level up. So right now we have our starting level is level one at stylists, and then we also have all the way up to a level 11.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Wow. Level 11.
Yeah. Level 11. She's been with us almost 20 years now. So, yeah. So her haircut's going to be 115.
I don't pick quite that much.
Nope. Well, Lizzie will get there someday.
Ownership is saying, my God, what the hell is Todd paying?
Well, and I'm a level 8. And it's interesting, though, because when I started almost 13 years ago, the highest level was a level 4. But it's nice because, like, the sky's the limit. Your growth is not going to be limited. They'll just make a new level.
Exactly.
But and talk to us a little bit about, because like, look, I'm not a big drinker. I'm not going out, you know, to the casinos, whatever. I choose to spend my money, and this is kind of a treat, right? I come in once a month, every 4 weeks or so, and I don't mind spending a couple extra bucks because number one, it looks fantastic, it's relaxing, and I always feel better when I leave.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that everybody, right? How you spend your money is on the things that are important to you. We value education. We do a lot of training. We do a lot of, like I said, outside education. And we feel like that increases our skill level and makes it worth it to spend more.
So, Gretchen, we kind of got the idea to do this show when I think, Lizzie, you were out one day ill, or one of your kid was ill. And so Gretchen cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking. And it turns out that in the modern world, your barber, your hairstylist, isn't just someone who's going to cut your hair, although that's fine. Talk to us, Gretchen, about what you and I talked about, what a modern hairstylist is trained to do in terms of a person's overall health.
Sure. Well, one of the things that, you know, would be part of the haircut would be taking a look at your customer's scalp, at their ears. Obviously, these are things you can see pretty easily when you're cutting hair. And if you ever notice anything that doesn't look, you know, quite right, or it looks different, let's say, especially if you've been cutting somebody's hair for a while and you notice, wow, that freckle on their head has gotten bigger, or, you know, I never noticed you had this dark spot on your ear before and now suddenly I notice it, I will mention it, because you never know in a case where I've had customers, you know, way in the past where I let somebody know they had something on their ear and it turned out it was precancerous cells. And you don't want to let that go. Your ears, there's not a lot of skin there. So, you know, you don't want that to turn into something where you have to lose part of your ear. But I've certainly had that happen in the past with other stylists I've worked with. They've let people know about a mole on their scalp or whatever. Most of the time, there's nothing there. But once in a while, there is. So it's definitely worth making sure to have that conversation.
Here's PJ off the YouTube says, is there enough hair to shave the Civic Media logo into Todd's hair? Now, have you guys ever done anything like that? Because I think some of the younger kids like to have things
absolutely
shaved in their heads.
Yeah, so back in the day,
have you really?
I was a hairstylist in the 80s, and that was a big deal. Like, if anybody remember Vanilla Ice, he had like the lines cut in his hair, you know, like, that was a big deal. So, yeah, definitely learned how to do that. You can do it with scissors, you can do it with a clipper. And right now, it's actually very, very, I think, popular for guys who get really short haircuts to have different designs put in their hair. But yeah, I did the West Side logo in the back of one of my clients' hair one time for a swim meet.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was pretty funny. And what I did with him is I actually drew it on with a marker first and then cut it out so that I could make sure to get it like a good proportion. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Lizzie, have you ever done anything like that?
I've done more like hard parts where I've actually like, taken the trimmers and put a part in and that's always been fun.
Kind of like shaving the part into the head,
yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
I've done more of that than designs.
Wow. See, I didn't know that was still like... So how do you do it with scissors versus a clippers?
So, I mean, just lay the scissors into the hair, you know, like right on the scalp and then just cut along. Obviously, it's hard to do curved lines with that. It would be something you do more that you'd be doing a straight line if you did scissors.
Wow, that's super interesting. Mm-hmm. So let's go back for a second to when you were trying to help a customer, a client, with their overall health, or you're looking at their skin. Is that something that you all do training your hairstylists here, or is it an outside thing that you have at class, or how does that happen?
That's a great question. You know, I think some of it just happens like through the process of training in our salon, where as we're walking through, like doing the head massage or starting the haircut or shampoo, we talk about, oh, here are the things that you would look for. I mean, I don't know if it's even officially taught in school anymore. I don't recall. It wasn't like part of a class, but one of the things you do learn is you do learn about skin conditions and skin diseases, which also can be on the scalp. So I mean, you're not, obviously we're not doctors and we can't diagnose anything, but we certainly can see when things look different or somehow, you know, even just noticeable. Because you know, if you can't see the back of your head, you can't see that you have a mole or a freckle back there. But we can see it. So if we make note of it, and then later on we ask you about it again, or we notice something and a change, and then that would be something that you could speak with your doctor about.
Lizzie, have you had a client like that before where you found something and they kind of went to the doctor and said, oh, wow, that was cool that you told me?
Well, like, I've had more people, like, come in with, like, oh, I've been having hair loss, and it's like, okay, well, you know, do you have a stressful event that's happening? And ironically, you can usually tell, like, when the stressful event happened, if it happened within months, because of the new hair growth. I would say, you know, and then we'll say, like, you know, talk to your doctor, have your thyroid checked. And sometimes people will say, oh, I had my thyroid checked, it must have been stress, or oh, it was actually, they didn't think to do that. So
wow.
Another thing that happens really is with,
and by the way, when you come to Rejuvenation Spa here on the west side, they'll give you a nice cup of water or coffee. And a reminder, anytime you hear your radio host having a cup of coffee or water, it's a great time for you, the listening duty viewing audience, to have a beverage as well. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. You put tequila in your coffee. No, not really. Just water today. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gretchen. I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, you do, on the thinning hair that Lizzie was speaking of, there's lots of reasons hair could be thinning out, and one of those reasons can be when people go on like a really strong weight loss regime or restrict their diet in a certain way. So that could be one of the things too. So sometimes, you know, I'll have a client come in, I'll be like, is something going on? You know, I see, you know, some new growth. I see your hair thinning a little bit. Have you been, you know, restricting your diet or something? And sometimes that's what causes that.
Well, very cool. Well, we're going to take a little short break here, do a little business, and come back live here on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Todd is getting his hair cut by my fine hairstylist, Lizzie Ott. We have the co-owner, Gretchen Brown, here as well. Talking to him, we'll come back and talk a little bit about the training that goes into this. And also, what do you do when your client is just a goofball like Todd? No. What happens when your client is maybe on the other side of the political aisle? How do you handle that as a hairstylist? We'll come back and talk to the two of these folks and, you know, more hair clipping as well. And by the way, Lizzie goes very slow, so this goes 45 minutes almost. She's very nice about that. Back with more after this. We are live on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why should I care if I have to cut my hair? I got to move with the fashion or be outcast.
Welcome back to the Todd O'Ball Show. We are live on location on the west side of Madison at Rejuvenation Spa. We have the owner, co-owner, Gretchen Brown, here with me over my shoulder if you're watching on the stream. And Lizzie Ott, my hairstylist here, doing her best to make Todd look halfway decent. And she always does, by the way. It's just Todd's fault I don't have more hair. Lizzie, how are we doing?
Good.
Is this odd to be talking on the radio while we clip my hair?
A little bit.
But we always have great discussions. And that's what I wanted to get into a little bit now as we talk about the relationship between hairstylist and client. Gretchen, we were talking before the show. Do you talk to your stylist and train them in terms of when you're doing the cut and something comes up where you're completely on the other side of the aisle, either politically, religiously? How do you handle those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, it is something we talk about. So each month we coach all of our technical staff, stylists, as well as massage therapists, estheticians, and we just walk through like what's going really well with them and then what kind of challenges they might have come up. And of course, sometimes those conversations are something that comes up. They'll ask, hey, you know, I had a client and this happened and what do I do? You know, so we just talk about how maybe you can steer the conversation in a different direction or how you can, you know, gracefully decline to have a conversation if it's something that seems like it could be kind of volatile. For the most part, I think people just want to sit down and relax and have a nice haircut and, you know, maybe chat about this and that. It doesn't usually get too, you know, heated in the conversation, but once in a while it does. And yeah, then you just have to try to remain professional and, you know, definitely whatever, steer the conversation or just say, hey, you know what, I actually understand your position. Maybe, you know, we can talk about something else.
Right, just fine. Lighten up a little bit.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, I get it. Especially during times in election year, can be a really big time when people want to talk about, you know, how they're feeling or what's happening. And, you know, sometimes it isn't even necessarily that you don't want to have the conversation with them. It's that there's a whole bunch of people around you that you don't really know how they feel. So then you could get in a situation where somebody's feeling uncomfortable, and you hate to have that happen, because obviously you're here, like I said before, you know, to relax, have a good haircut or whatever, hair color, whatever you're doing here. And maybe you don't, you know, want to hear other people's conversation, if it's especially a sticky subject.
Yeah, exactly. Lizzie, talk a little bit about when you're cutting hair, like you're doing with mine right now. And I feel like sometimes a hairstylist, a barber, becomes a makeshift therapist, because people are having a really hard day. Maybe they talk about relationships. They're having a hard time with their significant other, whatever it might be. Have you had those situations? And do you kind of value that relationship with your clients?
Oh, yeah. I have some guests. I've been with them for divorces, remarriages, you know, and we're kind of like a constant for them. Like, they come in and it's like, hey, how's it going? And you really get to know some of your guests and, you know, their kids and stuff like that. And yeah.
I always enjoy talking to you. We've talked about our families together.
We talk
about, you know, things going on in our lives. And for me, it is a valuable thing. I know some people go into other places and it's like, I don't care who cuts my hair, just put the clippers on it and get in and out. I guess maybe because I grew up in a small town and the local barber shop was a place to get news as well as
about
like
the whole town.
I mean, it was before we had, you know, cell phones and Snapchat or scrolling through things, and you got your news at the barber shop.
Sure.
I mean, Gretchen, you're a little bit older than Lizzie. I mean, closer to my age. I mean, was that the same way it was at the quote-unquote beauty shop for you growing up?
Probably a little bit. I mean, I didn't grow up in a small town. I grew up in Madison. So, and actually, the first time I got my hair professional haircut cut was actually when I started working at a salon. Because before that, my mom used to cut my hair, right? Like back in the day, a lot of people had their parents, you know, whatever, mom or dad. So for me, I think it's still a place where you make connections, and some people value that in a different way, right? Like there's nothing wrong with going and getting your hair cut if you just need a haircut and that's what you want to do. You know, in our case, we are lucky enough to build kind of more of a relationship with our guests. A lot of them come in, you know, like you said, every 4 weeks or 6 weeks, and sometimes we see them more often than we see our own families. So you start building relationships, and it's not like you're going over to their house necessarily having dinner, but still you are building this kind of relationship. So I know more about some of my clients than I know about some of my family members, just because I've been seeing them for 35 years, and you know, they come in every 6 weeks. Like, you know, I got family members that live out of state. I don't see them even once a year, let alone, you know, seven times a year or whatever. Yeah.
Well, we're also a safe place. Like, I don't sit across the table from my guests at dinner or anything like that. It's like, you're here, we get to talk, and that stays with me.
Yeah, I think there's something comforting about somebody working on you personally, right? They're touching you, and you're comfortable with that. But also, they're not looking you right in the face. They're behind you. So it takes a little bit of the stress out of that kind of conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
I worked at a spot. I've had a mutt resume, I tell people. And for a while, I was in Florida, and I needed a second job. And so I worked at the Marriott Island Marriott Hotel in the spa. Now, I didn't do any body work or haircutting or anything. I was just a person at the front desk. Mm-hmm. But one of our massage therapists, he told this great story. It was Octavio. And he was working on a middle-aged woman. And 15 minutes or so into the treatment, she starts crying. And he stopped. He said, oh, my God, you know, did I hurt you? Are you uncomfortable? You know. And she said, my husband died over like 8 years ago. And it's the first time anyone has ever physically, you know, just touched my body. And it was just an emotional release for her. And it wasn't uncomfortable. He did nothing wrong. it was just that power of human touch. So I think you're so right, Gretchen, whether it's a haircut, whether it's body treatment, whether, you know, any other thing, the power of another human to another human, it really is powerful.
Absolutely. And it isn't like you're going, nothing down on doctors, but most of us don't generally want to go. You know, it's usually more like a medical situation or whatever. But I mean, here people want to come here, and it isn't just about the beautification process or whatever. I mean, it is about the touch. It makes a big difference for a lot of people.
Yeah. About a minute and a half left here. We'll come back and talk more about it. But yeah, it's not just a hair care spa here. Tell us, Gretchen, a couple of the other services that you offer besides hair cutting.
Sure. So we offer massage services. We do facials. We do waxing. We do manicures and pedicures. We do makeup. And, of course, all the hair services. So, yeah, we do, you know, bridal hair and makeup. We've got a lot of different services that we offer.
And I know I've talked to Lizzie before. I mean, you guys have the seasons have a huge impact on your schedule, right?
Absolutely.
We're coming into quote unquote wedding season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, during this time of year, from May to September, we'll be doing a lot of brides on the weekends. Sometimes we go on site and do hair and makeup, you know, at a hotel or a venue, and then or obviously still we do it in the salon as well.
All right. And look at on camera for those watching the stream, Mr. Zommers, he has a full head of hair, a bushy head of. Now, maybe what can you do with him, Lizzie? What can you help Mr. Zommers out?
Well, I have my headphones on. You can't really see my hair too much.
I see a ponytail. I guess, like, if he wanted to change up his style, I would ask for inspiration.
We're
going to
step out, do some news and weather and an ag update. Come back with more Gretchen Brown and Lizzie Ott live from Rejuvenation Spa on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My fried egg makes me sick first thing in the morning.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin and also streaming on the app worldwide and also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We are here on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. If you're watching the stream, this is fantastic. Look at this. You got Izzy, Lizzie.
How long have you known me now, Todd?
You know what it is? For those watching, listening, there is a delay in my headphones between what I say, and so there's a 2-second delay, and it's throwing me off. I apologize.
That's fine.
Lizzie Ott, the woman cutting my hair for how many years? Yeah, several. And Gretchen Brown, the co-owner of Rejuvenation Spa, who has been so kind as to let us set up here and do this little bit, but also learn something about the hair care industry. If you would like to ask them a question, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, and Mr. Zommers will let us know if something comes in. And give us a question about your hair care questions here as we continue to talk with Lizzie and also Gretchen here at Rejuvenation Spa. So talk to us a little bit about guys. Whichever one of you wanted. Oh, wait a minute. Here's where Lizzie makes sure that Todd doesn't look like an old man. She takes care of the only part of my hair that's still growing are my eyebrows and my ear. You understand? And she's cutting the eyebrows right now. Gretchen, talk to us a little about style. What's hot right now for women and men in 2024?
Wow, you are asking the wrong person, I got to tell you. I think anything goes right now is what I would say.
I mean, that's what I usually tell people. They'll be like, what's the style? And it's like, what do you like?
Yeah, I know definitely fashion colors are still a thing. Obviously, we got Lizzie here with her purple hair. We have other stylists who have colors in their hair. Fashion colors are really fun, not just for women, men too. But as far as like style, it used to be a thing where, you know, the fashion magazines would come out or, you know, with their spring or their fall launch and everybody would kind of go by whatever styles were showed in that. And realistically, I think that's not as big of a catch anymore. I think everybody's looking for the thing that works best for them. You know, people come in and, you know, when they're coming in for a haircut, their inspiration pictures are frequently, you know, off of, you know, Google or Pinterest or whatever. They just bring in some pictures, and I'm sure they got that inspiration from somewhere, but ultimately, you know, I think anything goes.
855-752-4842. If you'd like to give us a call for a question with Gretchen or Lizzie, our hair care specialist, Mr. Zomers, who do we have?
We have Gary in Sussex with a hair care question. So, Gary, what
All right,
were
Gary,
you...
go ahead.
Hey, I have a question for your young lady there. Does she ever get people that are that have really thin hair, and then all of a sudden the next thing you know, their hair is getting really thick? And then do you ask them, like, what are you doing? Because I know that Viagra makes your hair grow because the chemical that they have in there. And if you get these old bald guys, they all of a sudden start coming with a full head of hair. It's like, what the heck?
Wait a minute here. Listen, you've never told me this?
I did not know. I was unaware of that.
I have never heard that, but I can answer Gary's question because I actually recently had a client come in whose hair did get thicker, and it's a male client.
Really?
And I was, you know, doing the head massage before the haircut, and I was like, hey, what's going on here? And he's like, Gretchen, I tried that minoxidil that you told me to try. So it's basically Rogaine, right? It's the stuff that we have all heard about for years. You topically apply it to your head every day, and it does help your hair grow. And it definitely made a significant difference for him. Like, I'm not going to say it completely reversed balding or anything, but he definitely had thicker hair. And I noticed it, and I said something. I absolutely did say something.
That's super interesting because years ago, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, when I first started kind of losing hair, I asked my barber at the time, and he said, oh, no, that stuff does work, but you have to use it every day, and if you quit using it, you go right back to where you
100%,
were. 100%. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate, yeah. It definitely does work, but if you stop using it, unfortunately.
It doesn't work if you don't use it.
Correct.
And see, I was just afraid I'd forget to pick some up, and then, you know, I'd be a full head of locks, and the next day I'd be like, gone. So I said, Todd's just going to go all natural.
That works.
So have you heard this thing about Viagra? Is it?
I've never.
By
heard
the
that.
Way,
I'm not saying it's not true. I just haven't heard that.
I did look it up. I found a medical study from 2018. I found actually a couple of them, and it looks like it can. It's not like approved as a hair loss treatment, but there is some correlation there with certain. Okay. I guess I don't know what to call them. Platelet derived growth factor.
Well. Things are looking up. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call with your hair care questions for Gretchen or Lizzie. Gary is a regular caller. That may have been his best caller ever.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gary.
Lizzie, how about you? Any things you're seeing for your clients, trends that either the quote-unquote kids are doing or adults?
I would say it's still kind of the Rudy look as far as color goes. Kind of doing color a little less often. Because when you do, like, highlights and stuff, like, to the scalp, you see the growth a lot easier. So it's kind of that smooth transition so that you can go, you know, 4 or 6 months and then do it again.
Yeah. Let me ask you this because, and maybe probably more women than men, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think some people go and say, hey, I'm going to go get a certain dye at Walmart or Shopko or Target, and then they put it in there, and things just go terribly wrong. And then they have to come in here and say, fix this, and they want you to be a miracle worker. Probably just better to start here in the first place, right?
Correct. So traditionally, box color dye is a one-size-fits-all, and the way something fits me will fit you different. It's just the way it is. So by doing a one-size-fits-all, you're going to get it's unpredictable. You don't know what you're exactly going to get. Some people, it works out great. I have one of my best friends with box color hair, and I said, that's great. You know, as long as it works, it works. But when it doesn't work, you're going to call me crying. And it's going to cost you a lot. Right. Yeah. And that call happened. So.
And I think, Gretchen, to go back to what we talked about earlier, it's where we invest our money, right? And I think if we want to invest our money in true professionals who are trained with great products, you want to come to a place like Rejuvenation Spa.
Absolutely.
So, talking, we talked just a couple minutes before the last break. You do body therapy, massage work, and also what else here?
We do facials. We just started doing the Hydrafacial, which is a pretty popular facial service. We do waxing. We do manicures and pedicures, and all the hair services as well as makeup services.
Oh, makeup too. Yep. So what's Hydra? What did you say?
The Hydrafacial.
Yeah, what is that?
So it is a patented technology. It uses a wand that actually does exfoliating and also imparts serums into your skin kind of all in one step. It's pretty cool. It's, I don't know, you leave with your skin feeling and looking very youthful. It really does plump up the skin and make it look amazing. It feels great.
Wow.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything to help.
I love it because it just gets all the gunk out of your pores.
Yeah.
And just leaves the texture feeling good. And I mean, I wear makeup almost every day. And yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
That's super cool. So talk to us guys a little bit about when you have a client come in and might have kind of like low self-esteem and they're like, I just don't know what to do. You know, is it part of it like listening and you are a consultant or do you kind of lay out different products? Do you suggest hairstyles? How do you start working with a new client?
Usually I ask like, what do you not want? Because if somebody comes in and their hair is long and they're like, do whatever, or I don't really know what I want to do. It's like, okay, what don't you want? It's easier to figure out what you don't want. Because like if somebody says like, you know, hey, what do you want for dinner? And it's like, oh, pizza. Well, anything but pizza.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, what are the perimeters here? And it's like, well, I want to keep it long. I don't want it to be short. Okay. Do you like layers? Well, no, I don't really like layers. Okay. Well, if you want to change, you know, we could take like 2 inches off, keep it long, keep it more one length. And you just kind of go by the parameters that you get.
We are talking a live on location at Rejuvenation Spa with Lizzie Ott, my hairstylist, who is just finishing up, and Gretchen Brown, the co-owner of Rejuvenation Spa here on the west side of Madison. Coming up in hour two, by the way, giving away a couple of Brewer tickets for Thursday's game at 6:40 versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Luke Mathers has opened up his satchel and given us a couple of tickets for Thursday's game, so we'll give those away in hour two. And also a hair-themed What's Worse? Your chance to call in and tell us what's worse between two things, those in hour two. Mr. Zomers, looks like we have a comment off of the YouTube line. I'm a little far away from the computer. Can you read it for us, please?
Yeah, so Greg on YouTube says, is it true that you should never use shampoos like Head and Shoulders because it cuts your hair or is otherwise damaging?
Great question.
Wow. I haven't heard that about Head and Shoulders, so I'm not sure. We generally recommend what we use here because obviously we're the most familiar with that. We get educated on it. So I can't really say if you should or shouldn't use that. Obviously, I'm going to recommend the stuff that I know. So I'm going to recommend, you know, our Aveda Scalp Solutions versus the Head and Shoulders because I know what it does. I can see the effect of it, and I can use it on you today and try it, and, you know, you can get the feel for it type of thing. So, yeah, I've not heard that about that product. I would imagine that it can't be too bad because obviously they'd have to take it off the shelf completely.
Well, I will say that I use the Aveda Femoliant, it's called, mm-hmm. And it's like a little Todd puts a little product in his hair.
Nice.
I'll be honest about it. You know, because it kind of fluffs it up.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So I like the Aveda Femoliant. That's what I'm endorsing right here, right now.
Nice.
An unpaid endorsement, ladies and gentlemen. A real user. Gretchen, talk to us a little bit about the licensing, the regulation, owning a business like this. I know there's a lot of people you get inspected, things like that. Talk to us about what goes into owning a place like this.
Well, first of all, Rejuvenation Spa has an establishment license through the state of Wisconsin. So if you are an establishment where you cut hair or do, you know, massages or facials or all the things we do, you have to have an establishment license. And the state will, you know, grant that license based on you meeting certain parameters of you have to have hot and cold running water and you have to have a restroom and all those. You have to have the disinfectants on site and all of that. And you have to follow the state law. And then each individual that works for us is licensed in the state of Wisconsin. And every state has different licensing. It's not universal, which kind of stinks because it can make it hard when you're just starting out if you want to move state to state. But in the state of Wisconsin, you have to have a license to do hair or facials or massage or nails. So you can get a cosmetologist license, which does cover hair, skin, and nails. Or you can get just an aesthetic license, which is just skin. Or you can get a nail license, which is obviously just nails. And, of course, massage therapy is separate, but they also have licensing. So everybody that works here is licensed by the state.
All right. And Lizzie, as a hairstylist, do you have to go through continuing education, so to speak? Or are they voluntary, or what sort of training do you continue to do once you get your license?
Once you get your license, the state used to require some continuing education. They've gotten a little bit lax on that. Usually the state required was always like safety and sanitation, which once you learn it, you know it. Yeah. And then we do continuing education all the time here because things change, different trends change. I mean, even just doing like a basics class to go, oh yeah, I got in a bad habit of doing that, or body mechanics, how to hold your body so that you can continue to do what you're doing, because we stand all day long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have mats here you get to stand on, but I mean, you can do stretches and stuff to keep your legs and bodies from getting sore.
Well, there's like different ways to position your body so that you keep yourself square. Like by just stepping your foot over and turning, you're going to keep yourself more square, and how that affects things.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a great place to work. Your boss is right here, so I assume you're going to stay.
I've also been here 13 years, so.
I was going to say, if you're there 13 years, it has to be a great place to work, right?
Yep.
And you guys Gretchen just did a kind of a facelift to the building, to the environment here the last few months.
Mm-hmm, definitely. We added on some space, so we have a larger retail area, and then we did some renovation with new paint and flooring and all kinds of stuff.
Gonna come back and talk a little bit more, one more segment with Lizzie and Gretchen. We're here on location at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Don't go anywhere. It's the Oddball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and also getting a haircut. We are live on location here at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Gretchen Brown, the co-owner of the wonderful place, over to my right, side. Your left. And if you're watching the live stream, and Lizzie Ott, my hairstylist. I guess if you're watching the live stream, it looks like Charlie's Angels here.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate to have two wonderful hairstylists with me today. If you'd like to give us a call with a question for either Gretchen or Lizzie, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Have you ever taken questions on the air like this before, guys?
No,
I have not.
See? A first time for everything.
Absolutely.
On YouTube.
So without disclosing... What?
Oh, on YouTube, ahead, Greg commented, has there ever really been a blind hairstylist, and can I audition?
Oh, that's a great question, actually.
You could do a certain percent by feel, but it's all visual. I think it would be really hard, I think.
Yeah, I think it would be hard because, I mean, people already see colors different, so you have to kind of go by that, but yeah, I think sight is...
Oh, great question. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app or give us a ping on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. So without disclosing clients or anything, was there any, like, kind of an unusual time where you cut somebody's hair and you're like, you had to call an ambulance or people pass out or go into labor, anything like that?
Absolutely. Yep. Actually, it's kind of funny, though. It's more likely it's going to be one of our staff. Like, we've had a staff pass out at work and had to call the ambulance. It's always great when the firefighters show up, for sure, right?
Right.
Not great, but great.
Right, yeah, but exactly.
I've definitely had an instance where I was cutting a client's hair, and she's like, I need to cut my hair fast today. And I mean, I knew she was pregnant, but she was like, I'm going into labor. And you got it. Yeah. She's like, I couldn't wait. And I'm like, well, I mean, I could have cut your hair after. She's like, no, just make it really quick and give me a good haircut before I go have my baby. I'm like, okay.
Did she name the kid after you?
No, she did not. Oh, okay. I should have made that
Right?
Stipulation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
At least the middle name. Lizzie, how about you?
I haven't had to call the ambulance on anyone, but I know that, like, there have been times where, like, we had a lady in the spa area who had a knee replacement, and she went to go get off the table and couldn't get back up. Mm-hmm. So, like, there are times where, you know,
that's tough.
People need help that we can't give.
Yeah.
So.
We also have a text.
Yeah, luckily it's been very few and far between.
We have a text from somebody listening in Madison asking about the best products for thinning women's hair after 50.
Oh. All right, great question.
Yeah, so the Aveda line has an entire line dedicated to that. It's called Invati, and it has a blend of turmeric, wintergreen, and ginseng, and those ingredients help to provide a great, great surface for your hair to grow better. They don't technically make your hair grow, but it slows hair loss. And we've had great success with clients using the Invati line, and it's specifically for thinning hair. There's a styling foam, Invati has a styling foam that helps the hair feel thicker temporarily, and it's like my all-time favorite product. I use it every single time I blow dry my hair. It's amazing.
Wow, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lizzie.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. Is there a product like Rogaine for men that if women want to use that, they can use that as well?
Yeah, they're for some reason the percentages of actual active ingredient are different in the men's and women's product. I'm guessing men's scalps tend to be thicker, so I wonder if that's the reasoning behind it, or maybe that's just the way they've tested the product. But you can buy the Rogaine or minoxidil for women as well, and then there's one that's made specifically for men. I personally think you probably could use either one, but the men's one is a little stronger.
Okay. Interesting. Anything else on the text line, Mr. Zomers?
Nope, that's what we got right now.
All right, sounds good. If you have a couple more minutes left here, if you have a call for Gretchen or Lizzie, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We are wrapping up our time here at Rejuvenation Spa with Christian Brown and Lizzie Ott on the west side of Madison. So a couple weeks ago, Todd was doing an on-location shoot in Milwaukee with our friend Matt Flynn, and I gave Matt my baseball cap, and we were out in the sun for 2 hours in Milwaukee, and my head burned, and I ended up, my scalp got peeling like sunburn. Mm-hmm. It looked ridiculous. So talk to us a little bit about general health care for our heads in the summer.
Well, there is products that you can use directly on your scalp. We have a spray that you can spray right on your scalp that has sunscreen in it. But you can also use your regular sunscreen right on your scalp. So like if I'm going out, you know, to mow the lawn or something, I'll put it like right on my part. Yeah, right on my scalp, because I obviously would prefer it not to burn, because it's not only uncomfortable, right, but then it does peel later. Yeah, so you can actually use your sunscreen products. I mean, obviously, you're going to want to wash them out afterwards because it's greasier or whatever, but you can use that right on your scalp to help protect it from the sun. Wearing hats is always recommended, obviously. When people are telling me they're going on vacation, I'm like, make sure you bring your hats, because, you know, you also would help get some protection from the sun for your face and your head.
Talk to us, Gretchen, a little bit here at Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. It's not just hair care products. You have cool candles. There's a lot of things to just kind of help us, aromatherapy, to relax and take care of ourselves beyond our hair.
Yep, we have all full line, obviously, of hair care, skin care, body care. We have home products. We have candles. We have mists for your shower. We have bath salts. We have CBD-related pain relief creams. We have all different kinds of things to help with all different aspects of your day. We sell tea, candles, as you said. Yeah, whole wellness
really
idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why you come to a place like this, because you guys take care of goofballs like me and non-goofballs out there. So we appreciate your time so much. Gretchen, thank you so much for letting us kind of invade your space here.
Yeah, of course.
But also just hopefully people know what a hairstylist's role is beyond just cutting hair.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a lot of fun. And Lizzie, you're always fantastic. Thanks for doing a great job. People on the stream here can see. Look at that. Look at that. See, no comb over, no toupee. the hair around the ears is gone. The goofy hair and you did a great job with what you had to work with.
Thank you.
awesome.
Oh, you guys are fantastic. Anything we didn't ask you yet that you want to make sure to let people know?
I don't think so.
All right. Mr. Zomers is going to put the information on our web show page, Rejuvenation Spa on the west side of Madison. Gretchen, Lizzie, thank you very much. We'll come back in the second hour with a What's Worse involving hair and also Brewer tickets for Thursday. We're giving away next hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks, Doug.